Previously on Paws and Tails...
Go ahead. Go ahead and say it.
You need to start acting like a king.
Samuel, look what the Lord has done!
You have done well this day. Continue to follow the Lord, and you'll be a great blessing to your nation.
My king, I think I just may have what you need.
Do you now? And what is it that I need, Elder Okran?
This is Danao.
My king, perhaps a compromise would help. Perhaps you could perform the offering.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
Now, King Saul, his son Jonathan, and the people who were present with them were staying in Geba of Benjamin while the Philistines camped at Michmash. Now, I was at this location yesterday, and I was shocked to see that it's not the kind of place to launch an attack. It is a place to hide. There's a deep ravine with high cliffs on each side. The Bible calls them crags. These crags are what separated the two armies. There's a narrow pass around these crags, but it would be too dangerous, too undefended for anyone to cross without being killed. So it was here that King Saul hid, just like he hid among the baggage when he first became king. I've often wondered what the soldiers who followed King Saul, what did they think that day about their situation and their king?
So what does it mean?
What does what mean?
What does it mean when Samuel tells King Saul that God has chosen someone else to be king?
That's enough! Jonathan will hear you.
I did hear him. It's all right, Simon. That's a good question. What do you think it means?
Most think it means God's left him.
Whatever it means, he's still king today.
You're right. He is still king today, and we are duty-bound to follow him until the next king takes the throne.
I think it means that Jonathan will be the next king.
I don't think so, but I don't know what God has in mind.
So if he's still king today, well, what's he doing in there? I mean, he's not making plans, that's for sure.
I mean, no offense to your father, Jonathan.
Speak freely.
He's not acting like a king. We're all willing to die for our God and king, but he's not willing to come out and lead us.
Maybe Captain Abner will do something.
Someone needs to do something.
You're right. Someone does.
That won't work. We have one opportunity, and it must be one of surprise.
Captain Abner, they have 30,000 chariots, and we have 600 men. That will come as a complete surprise.
From the way the king was acting before we made camp, he seemed willing to take on the Philistines by himself.
His moods changed constantly. There's no way to know what he'll do next.
And we can't know what he wants to do next unless he comes out of isolation. What's he doing in there? Praying?
If only he were, we might survive this day, but I'm confident he is not praying.
He won't ask for direction from the Lord. He won't lead an attack. He won't even lead a retreat. What do you do when a king won't be a king?
Just what do you suggest that he do?
He should be out here, leading us.
Would that defeat the Philistines?
He should plan and execute an attack.
If the king had a perfect plan and rode into the enemy camp right now, could we win this battle?
We could. If the Lord would fight for us.
To be a king in Israel is not to rush into battle.
It is to seek the Lord and to follow him.
Yes, that is what the king should do.
But our king won't seek the Lord. So what do we do?
This is just not a charge to kings. It is the charge of all men. To seek the Lord and follow him.
So do we go into battle without the king?
What do you do when the king won't be a king?
I would have thought you'd all have deserted me by now.
May it never be!
We would never leave you, my king.
Do you have a plan?
We do. We must inquire of the Lord.
Yes, but then what?
My king, what do you want us to do?
I don't know! Has word come back from Samuel?
No, my king, nothing yet.
The Lord will deliver us. My king, do not give in to despair.
Like Samuel warned, if you call me a donkey again, I'll have your head, Odetta. Samuel is not the king. He can stroll in and proclaim and profess and leave. I am here always. It's up to me to organize and to lead and to fight the nation's battles. I am the king, and I will give the orders.
What are your orders, my king?
I don't know!
Jonathan, I want you to know that I'm proud to carry your armor.
I'm proud to have you with me, Simon.
And I am proud to die with you today.
I order you not to die today. If you do, I'll beat you without mercy. Why won't my father make a move?
I think we are in an impossible situation. I don't think there's a good move to make. Is there?
Any move would be better than waiting for the Philistines to come over us like a wave. Father, what are you doing? Have you forgotten everything you taught me? Where is your strength? Where is your faith?
You were there for me from my first breath and taught me everything you knew. Helped me see what's right from wrong. Kept me honest, made me strong. Oh, how I looked up to you. Now you've wandered from what you believe. Where has my hero gone? I never thought I'd see this day. It hurts me more than I can say. But still I've got to carry on. Though my hero lets me down, in the Lord my strength is found. And he'll help me stand my ground. Though my hero lets me down, I remember how you'd pray with me. Each success with each mistake, you said that I should trust the Lord, even when the way gets hard and I'd know which path to take. So now I wonder what has made you stray from the leading of God's hand. But I never will forget the foundation that you set, and on that I'll make my stand. Though my hero lets me down, in the Lord my strength is found. And he'll help me stand my ground. Though my hero lets me down, proud of me, I do. But no matter what, I'm holding on to what I know is true. Though my hero lets me down, in the Lord my strength is found. And he'll help me stand my ground. Though my hero lets me down. In the Lord my strength is found.
Simon, let's go.
Where are we going?
We're going to cross over to the Philistines and see what they're doing.
We're climbing across those crags?
Is it wise?
No. Is it possible?
Well, we'll see. If we don't fall to our deaths, we're going to surprise some Philistines. Come on.
As you wish, Master. I'll have someone tell the king.
Do not tell anyone. Come on.
As you wish.
We cannot win. We cannot even survive this day by ordinary tactics.
That is certain.
We might be able to do some damage if we are bold.
We need a miracle, and boldness often precedes a miracle.
We could send some men over the crags. They could sneak up on the rear flanks of the unsuspecting soldiers.
It is unlikely that they could climb over the crags anyway. But if they could, there would be no opportunity for retreat.
I think we should try it. If it worked, what would it accomplish? Killing a few dozen?
We should inquire of the Lord.
He is against me! There's nothing to do!
My king, if I may, he is not against you. There is another who will one day be king, but God is still for his chosen people. And he will be with those who seek him.
Tell me again about your bold plan.
Simon, you all right?
I've not fallen to my death. That's all I can say. Now what? We can't get any closer without being seen, and I'd rather not go back over those crags.
Let's go have a chat with these pagans. Maybe the Lord will be with us. He can win a battle with an army or with just two.
I'm with you. But how will we know if the Lord will be with us?
Let's show ourselves to them. If they say, wait till we come to you, we stay where we are.
And then what do we do?
I don't know.
All right. But that's not really a plan.
Well, if they say, come up to us, then we'll attack. That's how we'll know the Lord has given them to us. Ready?
May God be praised. Ready.
Philistine dogs! If you leave now, your wives may still have husbands tonight.
Hey, look what just crawled out of the rocks. Is it a rat? No, it's just a Hebrew.
Hey, you! Come over here! There's something I want to tell you!
Did you hear him?
Follow me in. The Lord has given them into the hands of Israel.
May God be praised!
This one in front is noisy. I'll just have to shut him up! Hebrew!
And the Philistines fell before Jonathan, and his armor-bearer killed them as well. The two of them killed about 20 men.
We're being attacked from behind!
What is this? The ground shakes!
Earth is against us! Run! Run!
What's going on?
My king! The men at the front say the Philistines are running in every direction.
From who? Take an account of the men. Find out who's missing.
My king, Jonathan has gone. I saw him leave.
Jonathan? His armor bearer?
He went as well.
It is Jonathan. Bring the Ark of God here. I will be victorious this day. Send the men across the pass. Attack the Philistines. My fist will scatter them without mercy. I want them all destroyed. Cursed is the man who eats food before evening until I have avenged myself on my enemies.
Attack!
The Philistines were confused and scared, and they began killing each other. Even the men of Israel who had hidden themselves in fear came out to join in the battle. So the Lord delivered Israel that day.
Captain Abner, we've been collecting weapons from the dead Philistines. Every man in Israel is now armed with a sword and spear and wearing full armor.
Excellent.
We've also collected supplies. There's food for everyone.
No. Do not let anyone eat anything. The king has put us under an oath. No one eats until evening.
What? The men are weak. They've been chasing and fighting the Philistines all day.
Nothing! No man will eat anything! There'll be a curse on the man who does.
When the soldiers entered the forest, there was honey flowing on the ground. But no one dared to have any for fear of the oath. Unfortunately, Jonathan didn't know of the oath.
This is unbelievable. The Lord's victory today will be remembered and retold forever. Simon, I am starved.
Everyone is starved. We're all weak from hunger. Ha!
Look at that. Honey is dripping out of that hive.
I see. Well, maybe we can come back once evening is... Master, no!
Oh, I never knew honey could be so good. I suppose everything's better when you're starved.
Your father has put the army under a solemn oath. There is a curse on the man who eats anything before evening.
My father. His pride has hurt us once again. Look at me. I'm better off because I ate, not cursed. I feel better and my strength is back because I had some honey. If the men had eaten freely today from the spoil of battle, we would have killed a lot more than we did.
But you have eaten, and you are under the king's curse.
What is your report? How is it going?
We have certainly won the day.
Greetings, my king, and may all your victories be like this one today.
Now, it's good that you've come to join us now that the battle is won.
Oh, please.
Go on with the report.
There is no resistance at all. The enemy is running in every direction.
Ah! Ah! Excellent!
However, the men are exhausted and too weak from lack of food to keep up with them.
What? I will not have my victory spoiled by lazy foot soldiers.
The men are doing more than can be expected, my king. It is the...
It is the what?
Your oath, my king. Your promise of a curse if anyone eats. That is what's spoiling the victory.
It was meant to rally the troops. I wanted them to know that...
The king will curse what he wants and bless what he wants. The day is now ending, and the men can eat from the spoils as much as they want. What is the plan to complete this battle?
Yes. What is the plan?
Our numbers increase constantly. There were Israeli mercenaries fighting with the Philistines.
Unthinkable.
Even they have returned to fight along with us.
Excellent.
My king.
What is it?
The men are killing the Philistines' livestock.
That is your message?
The men are sinning against the Lord. They are eating the meat raw.
What?
They're so starved, they've lost all sense.
The men are sinning against God. Tell the men to bring their oxen and sheep to me, and we'll butcher them properly. Then they can feast to their heart's content. But they must stop eating raw meat.
This is good. All the men are back from the field and they are well fed on cooked meat. They're refreshed and will be ready to resume battle in the morning.
I want the men to finish up and then go back out after the Philistines.
By night?
By night. Let them take the spoil as they go, but we will not leave one Philistine alive.
It is a bold plan. A good plan. The Philistines will never expect it.
I agree. Priest Ahijah?
I am here.
Inquire of the Lord for us. Cast the lots and let God direct our actions.
Let us draw near to God here.
Oh God, shall I go down after the Philistines? Will you give them into the hands of Israel?
There is no answer here. The Lord has not spoken.
Oh God, shall I go down after the Philistines? Will you deliver them unto us?
My king, the Lord is silent.
Why would God be silent now?
I know why, my king.
Well, what do you have to say?
It is your pride that has caused the
curse. It is the curse. Who has sinned to cause this?
It is not about food. My king, you have caused...
Go! Find whoever has disobeyed my oath and eaten before evening. This man has brought a curse on us. As sure as the Lord lives who delivers Israel, I don't care if it's my son Jonathan. He will die. Go! One reckless man...
He's done it again.
Yes, he has. The worst enemy we have is the foolish pride of our king.
Some brave soldier who risk his life for God and his king will be executed tonight for having a snack in the heat of battle. God saved us from the Philistines, and I pray he'll save us from our king.
No one has come forth to confess this great sin against your king and God. Jonathan, come here by me. I know you're grumbling against me. Let this be proof before you all that God is silent to us now because one of you has eaten food. Oh, God of Israel, why haven't you answered me today? Show me the truth. If the violation of the oath is in me or Jonathan, then, oh God, give the sign of Urim. But if this sin is in the army of Israel, give the sign of Thummim.
As you wish, my king.
Let this be the end of the...
It is not the men.
What?
The Lord has not chosen the men.
Cast the lots between Jonathan and me.
As you wish. It is Jonathan.
Tell me what you have done!
I ate some honey in the woods. That's my sin. And for that, I'm to die?
Yes! Yes, you will die! It's out of my hands. I can't go against God!
Jonathan will not die!
Jonathan saved the whole nation today!
My king! Jonathan just won a great victory for the nation. How can you put him to death?
This cannot happen, my king. The people will not allow it. As the Lord lives, not one hair on his head shall fall to the ground. He is the one who followed the Lord today.
Dinah, Dinah, come to me.
I didn't think you had it in you.
Frankly, neither did I.
Now, what am I to do?
You cannot back down, or you'll lose face. That is the beginning of the end for a king.
The people are ready to revolt right now.
Yes, yes, they are. Perhaps you can give them a gift. A gift of your son.
Yes, yes, I think that'll work.
We must do it from a posture of strength, or the people will think you are weak.
Yes, yes. I will be strong.
The king is pleased with the great victory that you have won this day for your God and your country. To celebrate this great day, the king has chosen to pardon the violation of his oath and the sin of Jonathan.
Means that King Saul will be spared.
What a mess he's made of things. Jonathan! Jonathan! Jonathan!
Will I ever recover from this?
Oh, I think you have already, my lord. The nation was saved, the Philistines have been routed, and you are the victor.
No, Jonathan is the victor, and the nation knows it.
My lord, every victory is the king's victory. Remember that. However, I suggest that we make a point to have the nation see you in a better light. After some time and some further victories, we should begin thinking about a monument.
A monument?
One that will remind the people of your greatness as a warrior.
A monument.
And King Saul, refused to humble himself before God, and like a donkey, he gave himself up to the distraction of power and fame.
The Story of Saul, Part 3, was written and directed by David Carl. The song, Though My Hero Lets Me Down, was written by Sandy Howell and Bob Sobel. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Jerry Swafford. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production and a proud member of HisKids.net Alliance. To hear this and other great programs for kids, visit HisKids.net.
Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2006. Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.